Are you awake? Finally. How do you feel? A bit groggy. Yes, that makes sense. I did take a lot of blood from you. Your body must have needed the rest. I'm so, so sorry I lost control like that. Do you remember what happened? Yes, you came by to check on me and bring me some food. And then you started cooking dinner and hurt yourself. I took care of that. No, I mean, I bandaged your hand. I feel terrible. I want to make it up to you. I want to make you feel good in any way I can. I've actually prepared something for you with the stuff that you brought. Here. Yes, it's a kind of ratatouille. Probably not as tasty as the one you were planning to make, but I did what I could. Try it. What do you think? It's not too spicy. Good. So, you know who I am, don't you? You understand what happened. Why do you not look scared? I expected you to wake up screaming and trying to escape, but you seem so calm. You suspected something was different about me. Oh, I mean, sure, I can imagine some things might have seemed out of the ordinary. Like the way I always picked up my food but never really finished a meal. Us vampires can enjoy human food, yes, but we can't have too much. How it chose to work at night and always requested to work from home on bright, sunny days. How I would always avoid group photos, claiming I didn't feel comfortable. But still, I didn't think you'd ever connect the dots. When did you realize? I see. Why didn't you ever ask? Why didn't you confront me? You had to have noticed something was wrong, and yet you never asked a single question. Why? You were trying to piece it all together by yourself, huh? I'm not surprised. You've always been a bit of a detective. So, that's why you didn't freak out when I lost control. I mean, you did start squirming when you understood what was coming, but still, you didn't run. You kept still when I told you to. Do you realize that this probably saved your life? And seeing you accept your fate just like that, it made me remember who I am. And the fact that I did not, in fact, want to hurt you. Well, it was hard. I didn't feel like myself. It's like some kind of demon took over my body as soon as I smelled the first drop of your blood. I've never been so irrational. Usually, I always manage to keep it under control, but with the blood moon affecting my instincts, there was just no way I could fight it. I'm glad I stopped before truly harming you, though. Well, a bite alone doesn't turn you. It only weakens you. It actually doesn't work like that. I would have needed to use my poison, and to have your consent. So, you're safe. You have nothing to worry about. Are you still hungry? There is more if you'd like. Fine, I'll save the rest for later. Oh, don't worry about work. I called them to let them know you had a little accident. Nothing serious, but you couldn't go to work for a few days. You'll have to make up a story. Just take your time. You can stay here as long as you like. I really, really just want you to feel all right. I was thinking I could give you a little massage, if you're up for it. I have some really good smelling massage oils. Lavender, jasmine, you can pick. Why do I want to take care of you? Well, because you may not have heard me say this because you were already losing consciousness, but I love you. I've grown fond of you after working with you and getting to know you over the past couple years. I just felt like it was time to say it. And I needed to say it to remind myself, to hold myself back. No more secrets. Now you know who I am, and how I feel about you. And if you're comfortable with that, then I'd love for you to just let me spoil you. Let me make you feel good. Especially after what happened. How does that sound? Here, try them. Which one are you thinking? Sweet orange. Good choice. It's invigorating. Just breathe it in. See? It's one of my favorites. I am going to warm it slightly, though, because you might find that my hands are terribly cold. Lie back for me. Why don't you remove your shirt? I'll start with your shoulders. So tense. I can feel it. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Is the oil warm enough? Just let it sink into your skin. Does that feel all right? I can press a little harder if you want, or softer. You just tell me. And your neck. Careful, I know. That's a sensitive spot. You've been through enough. You deserve this. Every knot, every ache, let me take it from you. I could stay here for hours, just easing the weight out of your muscles. The smell of orange lingering in the air. Your body finally letting go of the tension. I wonder, when is the last time someone touched you like this? Too long is what I hear. Now, why don't you turn around? Let me massage your chest. You just gasped when I brushed my fingers against your nipples. Did you enjoy that? All right, I'll keep going then. They're hardening. Seems like you still have some blood in you. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. My hand may have gone a little too far down. I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, really. I just wanted to show you how it feels to be cared for. If you want me to stop, just say so. And I will. You don't? You want me to keep going? All the way down. I'm glad you trust me. It means a lot to me, you know. And I would be lying if I said it didn't do something to me to touch you like that. Well, what? You thought vampires didn't have sexual desire. Of course we do. We tend to explore that amongst ourselves, though. Although it is possible to have intercourse with a human, it's just not done. Or at least it's discouraged. Well, because we can become quite feral, needy, and a little brutal. You think you could handle it? Oh, I don't know about that. Although you've handled the bite pretty well, so who knows? Maybe someday. Someday we'll get to that point. But let's start slow, shall we? You've been through a lot. You're looking very perky under these pants. Do you want to take them off? You're so beautiful. You like it when I say that, don't you? I can see it in your face. No one tells you enough how irresistible you are, do they? Let me be the one to remind you. Again and again. Let me touch you slowly. I don't want to rush. There. Smooth, steady strokes. gliding lower, teasing, circling. Your body is trembling just a little. Do you feel that? Breath catch when I graze a place you didn't expect. Do you want me to linger here, or should I keep going? I can tell by the way your hips are lifting. Want more. Don't hide it. Don't be shy with me. Just sink into the pillow. Let go of everything. Every ache. Every thought. Every ounce of tension. Move too quickly. Just let me admire you for a moment. Every line of your body, the heat of your skin against my cold hands, it's intoxicating. Trace along your lower stomach. Slow circles, teasing, never quite where you want me. Feel how your breath quickens when I hover close. I could do this all night. Drive you mad with anticipation. Lean into it. Let your hips rise if you want me there. I'll follow your body's lead. And your lips. May I? Just one. You'd like me to bite you again? Would that add to the arousal? All right. No, there's nothing to fear now. The effects of the blood moon are fading. I'll be able to control myself. So, just a little bite, right? It tastes so warm. It makes me want so much more, but no more. I've taken enough. Responsive. Tell me, do you want me to keep going? Or should I make you wait? Build that ache until you can't bear it. A bit of both, huh? Fine. Just focus on the feeling of my hand around your shaft. Teasing you. Squeezing a little. Just sometimes. Feels good. I'm glad. I want to make you feel so good. You don't want it to be over too soon. But you can't help yourself, can you? Don't come just yet. I'll slow down a little. Just enough that you have to focus on not losing it. My palm easing up. Then tightening again. Subtlest twist of my wrist. Like that. Yeah. I can feel the way your whole body tenses when I do that. Maybe you want me to kiss you again. Your chest, your neck. Catch your earlobe between my lips. Right there. You made a sound. Don't pretend you didn't. I heard it. I won't. God, you're so hard. So ready. Oh, you like when my thumb swirls over the head just like that. Yourself go soft for me. Yes, I'll keep stroking. Steady and unrelenting until your breaths come sharp and fast and you're grabbing fistfuls of the sheet under you like you would with my hips if you just could. Yes, yes, just like that. This moment when you go perfectly tense and your face goes slack with the effort of holding back. I want to burn it into my memory. You can let go now. Yes, come for me. Yes. Oh, release the tension and let me have it. Yes, spill over my hand. Throw your head back. Oh, so beautiful and wild and unguarded. Let me hold you through it and milk every last twitch, keeping you there in that bliss with me a little longer. I love with every minute that passes. Easy. Just breathe. I've got you. You don't have to move. Just stay right here with me. That's it. Let your body calm down. Let me hold you. Oh, you feel good like this. All relaxed against me. So warm. I love you. More than I should probably admit. And I don't want to let you go. If you're tired, close your eyes.